Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is breaking news on News Radio 92.3. This is a developing story. First of all, this is what we know as of right now. Disney has pulled Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely. This was confirmed to Fox News just moments ago. Jimmy Kimmel Live will be preempted indefinitely, the spokesperson for the show said. Liberal host Jimmy Kimmel ignited a firestorm over his comments about the alleged Charlie Kirk assassin. Nexstar Media Group, which owns hundreds of television stations, announced earlier it would preempt Kimmel's show starting tonight for the foreseeable future and would replace it with other programming. However, now Disney's pulling the show. So once again, just to recap what we know as of right now, moments ago, Disney has pulled the Jimmy Kimmel Live show indefinitely. As this story continues to develop, we will keep you really right in the loop and in the know on what's going on. This is Chris Bryan, Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely, and it's very shocking to hear this, not just because he's a very popular name and he's been at this stage for years, but also to have it not just be, oh yeah, they've decided to go a different direction. No, they're saying this is directly stemming from some controversy, from some comments that he made. Definitely a pretty big turnaround there. But we will get back to our regular scheduling here with your top three stories.
Number one.
Okay, a three-day civic leader summit's going to be held at the Sanger. This will happen in downtown Pensacola next week. Actually, it's from Tuesday through Thursday, that's September 23rd through 25th. It's hosted by Pensacola Center for Civic Engagement. The event will feature presentations from national experts as well as breakout sessions designed to facilitate connection among attendees who encounter similar challenges. It's a great networking event.
Number two.
And Pensacola State College President Ed Meadows has recommended the Board of Trustees end WSRE's affiliation with PBS and decertify the WSRE Foundation. This matter is scheduled to be discussed at the Foundation Board meeting tomorrow afternoon at 5:15 at the station on the PSC campus. WSRE-TV is set to conclude its status as a PBS station after June 30th of 2026.
Number three.
All right. Scabby voters will decide next year whether the school superintendent should be elected. After Tuesday's commissioners' meeting, still unclear if this decision will take place during the primary or during the general election. The commissioners voting 3-2 to request an option from the Florida Attorney General about whether they can put the referendum on the general ballot, even though the school board chose the primary ballot.
All right, 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather, and I'll make it as thrilling and as dramatic as I can, but luckily there's not much to dig into here. The roads are looking just about clear. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for very long. As for your weather, only 83 degrees. Aren't we so lucky? Low of 71 this evening. It's been sunny, mostly clear for the last several days, and it's going to continue to be that way heading through your weekend. The highs over the course of the next several days sitting anywhere from 90 to 92 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, very, very interesting things coming down the line, but I do want to remind you of a big event coming up on Friday. Representative Michelle Saltzman, the hardest working lady in politics, as I always say,
right,
in coordination with officials at the local, state, and federal levels, will be conducting in-person office hours. This will take place on Friday from 12 to 2. Where, you ask? Well, at the Ferry Pass Community Center on North 9th Avenue. The event is designed to support area residents with casework matters and to offer individuals convenient access to county, state, and federal assistance.
All right. And, of course, we've been hearing a lot about the Charlie Kirk graffiti bridge conflict. Well, Pensacola police arrested 56-year-old Troy Groh for felony battery. He's the one who's accused of pepper spraying a man who spray painted over Kirk's face at the vigil on Sunday. PPD, as of earlier today, still searching for 49-year-old Wayne Hopkins, who was wanted for striking the victim in the head.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, two preteen boys here in the state of Florida facing vandalism charges. Lisa LaSera has the latest on this really unusual case.
The Volusia County Sheriff's Office says the two boys, ages 12 and 13, broke into Friendship Elementary School in Deltona Saturday during the daytime, then returned at night to cause more damage, including shattering a glass door, overturning tables and shelves, and shredding books and writing graffiti, causing $50,000 in damage. After posting video of the suspects online, the Sheriff's Office said tips started rolling in, including from each of their mothers. The boys confessed to the crime and have been charged with burglary, trespassing, criminal mischief, and theft. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis marking Constitution Day earlier today in Franklin County. He unveiled a statue of Benjamin Franklin during an event in Apalachicola. DeSantis says the state is leading the nation in giving rightful recognition to our founding fathers. Today's event celebrated the signing of the Constitution from all the way back in 1787.
All right, we've been keeping you apprised of the tropics and what's not going on out there, I should say. NHRC forecasters reporting Invest 92L has become Tropical Storm Gabrielle today. Forecast models suggesting the system will move northeast of the Bahamas. No projected U.S. landfall, and of course, no activity expected out there in the Gulf of America. With that said, we're following this story coming out of Tampa, the University of South Florida. Researchers down there and researchers in the Netherlands have proposed a new tropical cyclone severity scale that ranks hurricanes from Cat 1 to Cat 5 based on wind speed, storm surge, and rainfall. The scale aims to, of course, better inform people of storm risk and ultimately improve safety.
Yes, and Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer announcing a major fraud takedown in Tampa. Six alleged members of an organized crime ring are charged in connection to a massive theft and identity fraud scheme. Uthmeyer says the group, tied to the Felony Lane Gang, is accused of committing over 200 smash-and-grab burglaries across five counties. Investigators say the suspects targeted vehicles parked at gyms, parks, and other public spaces.
Okay, and shall I just give you your daily dose of the Ryan Ruth trial?
Sure.
Well, continued fourth-day testimony going on. Marcella Burgos is down in West Palm Beach. She's with Fox Affiliate 7 down in Miami. She has a story.
On Tuesday in court, an FBI expert testified Ruth's DNA was likely found on the rifle and other items that authorities collected as evidence that day. Also in court, we learned investigators found two metal plates on the fence that a ballistics expert testified would be impossible for a bullet to pierce through. Authorities believe Ruth was going to use those as cover. He pleaded not guilty to several charges, including attempting to assassinate a presidential candidate.
All righty, 6:20 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
All of us at Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes want to thank you for selecting us for the second year in a row as InWeekly's Best of the Coast, Best Law Firm.
We look forward to continuing to help our neighbors with insurance and personal injury claims. TWWLawFirm.com.
Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes, attorney and counselors at law.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app, to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now.
Can it really be so serious?
6:23, News Radio 92.3. This is breaking information this afternoon. We are learning that Disney is effectively immediately pulling Jimmy Kimmel Live. The company confirming to Fox News during the past hour, Jimmy Kimmel Live is off the air. In other words, liberal host Jimmy Kimmel ignited a firestorm over his comments about the alleged Charlie Kirk assassination. Now, the Nexstar Media Group, which owns hundreds of television stations, announced earlier it would preempt Kimmel's show starting Wednesday night. That will not be needed because there will be no show. So I wanted you to know about this afternoon. And again, this is a developing story. Just keep it here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, the Federal Reserve announcing a quarter-point rate cut today, the first reduction of interest rates in about 9 months. Edward Lawrence has the details on News Radio 92.3.
There was one dissent to this cut, and that was Stephen Miron, the newest member of the Federal Reserve. Lisa Cook voted with the group to cut 25 basis points out of this, a quarter of a percent. The Fed's dot plot shows two more rate cuts this year at 25 basis points each if they go. That's each of the last meetings that are remaining, pulling forward one of the rate cuts from next year. The Fed also sees one rate cut in 2026 now, one rate cut in 2027, and none in 2028. Now, in its projections, the Fed out of this meeting sees the GDP going up this year to 1.6% for this year, then going to 1.8% in 2026 and 1.9% in 2027, then falling again in 2028 just slightly.
Okay, 625. News Radio 92.3, stocks ending. Well, let me just put it like this. They were messy. It was really a confusing day with the markets. Hillary Barsky does have the numbers.
A choppy trading session following the Fed's decision on interest rates, with the major averages ending mixed after the central bank lowered interest rates for the first time this year by a quarter point to a range of 4 to 4.25% and signaled two further rate cuts for this year. During his comments, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that the Fed remains squarely focused on balancing the risks to the economy from inflation and softening employment growth. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the worst performer. The Dow winners, American Express, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar, the Dow decliners, NVIDIA, Home Depot, and Amazon. The Dow rising 260 points, the Nasdaq lower by 73, S&P 500 down 6. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, 626 News Radio 92.3. The man is in, and he has been scrambling behind the scenes getting this together. Traffic and weather together. It's a beautiful day. How about it? Looks pretty good for the rest of the week, doesn't it?
Yeah. We'll start with the roads here because we do have an accident reported. This is on Highway 90, right on the water between UWF and the Pace area, Woodbine Road. You know that bridge I'm talking about. We do have a heavy wave of congestion there because of that accident report. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time, though, luckily. As for your weather, yeah, 83 degrees. It's been sunny, mostly clear for the last several days. It's going to be clear skies tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the next several days as well. Highs ranging anywhere from 90 to 92 degrees.
Okay, beautiful forecast, and we all appreciate that, especially if you worried about storms. We don't have to worry about any storms in the Gulf of America. Looking good. There is a tropical cyclone that has formed out in the Atlantic, really of no concern to anybody but sharks, a few whales, things like that. Evan Brown has more from Miami.
A low-pressure system in the tropical Atlantic is now Tropical Storm Gabrielle. She's still far away from land, a good 1,000 miles east of the Leeward Islands. There are no watches or warnings posted. Gabrielle is traveling in a northwestern direction, and already Bermuda is within the extended forecast cone when Gabrielle is expected to likely be a hurricane sometime after the weekend. Gabrielle is the 7th named storm of the season in the Atlantic. Forecasters are expecting at least 13 of those by the end of November. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson slamming Democrats over their government funding demands. During an interview, Johnson accused Dems of inserting partisan political preferences into the government funding fight and said they risk a shutdown if they don't drop their demands. Democrats are calling for the extension of Affordable Care Act tax credits, and Republicans will need Democratic votes to enact any stopgap funding bill.
All right. Very interesting afternoon. You have to admit it. You know, it's kind of sliding by on here. But one of the strangest things, you might have heard about it. Have you heard the latest about the Spirit? This isn't a setup for a joke. The Spirit airline pilot who had the encounter with Air Force One. Did you hear that one?
No.
Sounds like a kind of a lead into a joke, doesn't it? Unfortunately, it's not a joke. Teresa Crowley has the story on the Air Force One and a Spirit pilot. It's crazy.
Spirit Airlines Flight 1300 from Fort Lauderdale to Boston was flying over Long Island when the pilots were ordered repeatedly turn away.
Here at 1300, turn 20 degrees right now.
Air traffic control via liveatc.net.
Spirit Wings 1300, turn 20 degrees right immediately.
Warning traffic off your left wing, 8 miles, 747. And get off the iPad, adding, I'm sure you can see who it is. He's white and blue. Air Force One, flying President Trump and the First Lady on a state visit to Britain. The FAA preliminary probe shows the Spirit pilot maintained required separation, but this follows numerous violations of airspace over President Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf club. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Okay, ICE agents pretty busy now in the Windy City, cracking down on migrants in Chicago. Mike Tobin all over the story this afternoon.
Over the weekend and the first part of the week, we saw activity pick up from both ICE and from Border Patrol, zeroing in on the northwest suburb called Elgin. And we saw ICE pick up a guy who's really an example. Aldo Salazar Bahena from Mexico was convicted for a 2005 gang-related murder. In 2016, a federal judge revoked his status as a lawful permanent resident and issued a final order of removal. Now, Salazar was paroled September the 12th, but due to sanctuary policies in Illinois, the Department of Corrections did not tell Immigration and Customs Enforcement that he was getting out, so he was released onto the street. On Sunday, ICE picked him up in Elgin.
Okay, Austin and I, Chris Bryan, will be talking some sports, a lot of activity to touch on. That will be coming up in less than 5 minutes. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3.
This is the Fox News Alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. Tragedy in central Pennsylvania in a shootout just south of York involving police and a suspect being served a warrant in a rural area. State Police Commissioner Colonel Christopher Paris.
I can confirm that there were 5 law enforcement officers who were shot today. 3 fatally.
The 2 other officers are in critical but stable condition. The suspect is dead. President Trump and the First Lady attending a state dinner at Windsor Castle in Great Britain. The president delivered remarks alongside King Charles III, celebrating the strong relationship between the two nations.
The bond of kinship and identity between America and the United Kingdom is priceless and eternal.
This marks the 2nd state visit President Trump has made to the UK, the first world leader to do so. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gale for the Sports Minute. Everyone is freaking out over Tom Brady being a minority owner of the Raiders and elite color commentator at Fox, except me. Brady's only allowed in production meetings with teams that they are conducted virtually or away from the team's facility. Also, the teams control what information they give to broadcasters, so if you're that concerned about what Brady could do with that info, then you simply don't give them anything and just have your team pick the greatest quarterback of all time's brain in these meetings. Overall, this story is one big fat overreaction. I'm Zach Gale.
Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $32.99, plus 2 times points at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Limit supply.
Oh, O'Reilly!
auto parts.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday evening, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is the Art of Hispanic Heritage. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Saturday morning, enjoy the dozens of vendors at Dr. Martin Luther King's Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Grab a freshly brewed coffee and a homemade treat while you take in Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this tribe with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola. While the other kids are rocking round the clock, we were hopping and bopping to the crocodile rock. Well, crocodile rocking, a song and shout, when your feet just can't keep still. I never knew. We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, a three-day Civic Leaders Summit will be held at the Sanger Theater in downtown Pensacola next week from Tuesday to Thursday. That's September 23rd to the 25th. Hosted by Pensacola Center for Civic Engagement, the event will feature presentations from national experts as well as breakout sessions designed to facilitate connection among attendees who encounter similar challenges.
Number two.
Pensacola State College President Ed Meadows has recommended the Board of Trustees end WSRE-TV's affiliation with PBS and decertify the WSRE Foundation. This matter is scheduled to be discussed at the Foundation Board meeting. This will happen tomorrow afternoon, 5:15, at the station on the PSC campus. WSRE-TV is set to conclude its status as a PBS station after June 30th, 2026.
Number three.
Anaskambia voters will decide next year whether the school superintendent should be elected. After Tuesday's commissioners' meeting, it's still unclear if this decision will take place during the primary or general election. The commissioners voted 3-2 to request an opinion from the Florida Attorney General about whether they can put the referendum on the general ballot, even though the school board chose the primary ballot.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves plans to move forward with demolishing the old Baptist Hospital site. Escambia commissioners on Tuesday agreed to contribute $510,000, provided the city transfer one building to the county and another to Community Health Northwest Florida. If the deal closes by month's end, demolition bids can then get underway pretty soon. City leaders say community listening sessions will happen before any development plans are drawn up.
All righty. And Jafari J. Williams, a 48-year-old man from Escambia County, has been sentenced to 15 years in federal prison for his role in an interstate drug trafficking operation. Through a federal wiretap investigation, Williams was linked to shipments of cocaine from Texas. A search warrant led to the seizure of cocaine, meth, other drug paraphernalia, an AR-15-style rifle, and about $10,000 in cash.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
All right, a week and a half to play in the baseball regular season. What a ride out west in the American League. As of this moment, the Mariners lead the Astros by a half game. And a big reason why, the big dumper.
Blasted, center field, and oh, it disappears! He has homered on back-to-back pitches seen tonight. It may never stop the year of Cal Raleigh.
All right, not one, but two homers for Cal Raleigh last night. Root Sports on the call, numbers 55 and 56. The first homer passed Mickey Mantle for most home runs by a switch hitter in a season. The second tied him with Ken Griffey Jr. for most homers in a season in Mariners history. And by the way, Seattle's won 10 straight. Meanwhile, Houston has a problem. Yordan Alvarez has a pretty significant left ankle sprain. He's out of the lineup indefinitely. Interesting times out west in the National League as well. Dodgers lead the Padres by two. Shohei last night, his 50th home run of the season, five hitless innings, and it comes in a loss. Phillies win 9-6. Padres lost to the Mets in New York 8-3. Thursday night football this week features the Dolphins and Bills from Buffalo. Josh Allen will wear a clear visor on his helmet to help protect his nose. Meanwhile, Vikings placed running back Aaron Jones on IR. He's got a bad hammy. And the Bengals have added not one, but two quarterbacks in the wake of Joe Burrow's turf toe injury. They signed both Sean Clifford and Mike White. WNBA, the Las Vegas Aces saw their 17-game winning streak end. The Seattle Storm got them 86-83. And Dallas Wings guard Paige Beckers was named the Rookie of the Year. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jay Byrne.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And getting you some Floridian NFL notes here. A key member of the Buccaneers' defense is out for the rest of the season. ESPN reports Kalijah Kancey suffered a torn pectoral muscle during the team's comeback win over the Texans. The starting defensive tackle racked up 7.5 sacks in 12 games last year. Meanwhile, a veteran player is leaving the Jaguars. The team released Darnell Savage yesterday. He's a safety that started 13 games last year, but he served as a backup in the first 2 weeks this season. Savage signed with Jacksonville just a year ago.
Interesting news clearing today. Mobile is going to get a hockey team. I'm not sure if it's an SPHL team or an ECHL team. I'm not sure why.
I believe it's SPHL.
I hope it is, because of course that's the our Flyers league. So that'd be great. So they're going to start their season in 2027. Mm. This is great. That's great. I mean, I remember Portland, Seattle, they call it the I-5 rivalry up in the Pacific Northwest. You know, this is good stuff. By the way, the Ice Flyers playing 29 home games. at the Bay Center this coming season. Season kicks off with opening night on Saturday, October 18th. And get those season tickets now while they are available. And UWF in action Saturday, North Greenville University. They're going up there. Kickoff set to go at 6. NGU is 1-1 so far this year on the season.
All righty. And yes, just to give you that confirmation, Chris, because I already believed it was, but I just looked it up. Yes, it is an SPHL team that Mobile is getting.
Okay, great, great.
So, yes, as you said.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah, very good for rivalry.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, some burrito bowls sold at Target being recalled. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. The Food and Drug Administration says food maker One Frozen is voluntarily recalling some lots of its Good and Gather Southwest-style burrito bowl blend because it may contain shrimp. The FDA says the product's packaging label did not have shrimp listed, which could pose severe risks for consumers with a shellfish allergy. The product was sold at Target stores across all 50 states with a best if used by date of August 24th, 2026. And if you have one listed, contact Target Guest Relations. That number and more information can be found at fda.gov. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right, and also going on the health front here, the annual Cancer Progress Report shows the overall cancer death rate has been steadily declining since the 90s. The report from the American Association for Cancer Research shows more than 4.5 million cancer deaths avoided between 1991 and 2023. The report credits a reduction in smoking rates, early detection, and improvements in treatment.
6:43, 17 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. The Department of Education saying a Virginia school district violated Title IX in its handling of a locker room incident. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
The violation finding against Loudoun County Public Schools stems from an incident earlier this year when several male students were recorded in a locker room questioning why another student who identifies as male but presents as female was in there with them. The student who was being questioned recorded the interaction. After sexual harassment complaints to the school, two of the teen boys who were recorded were suspended. Title IX is a federal civil rights law that prohibits sex discrimination in any education program that receives federal funding. The Education Department says the school district violated Title IX when it took the female students' claims seriously, but not the male students. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All right, 6:45, 15 away from 7, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price in. Taking a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yes, luckily, it doesn't appear to be too much going on. That's how it's been for the bulk of this hour. If you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees still. Going to be a low of 71 tonight. It's been sunny, mostly clear for the last several days. It's going to continue to be for the next several days. Highs ranging anywhere from 90 to 92 degrees in the upcoming span.
Yeah, we'll frame that as nice. That's a great forecast.
In layman's terms, it's all right.
We love it here. We love it here. But some parts of the country, well, they're not seeing such nice temperatures and conditions. Seeing a lot of rain and storms this week. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
A coastal low off the mid-Atlantic is bringing rounds of showers and thunderstorms, gusty winds, and high surf. Strong to severe thunderstorms are persisting over the central plains the next few days. Tropical rainfall from Mario will bring flood risks for Southern California and the Southwest. Plus, above-average temperatures hang around for much of the U.S. through the rest of the work week. Meanwhile, Bermuda needs to keep an eye out for Tropical Storm Gabrielle. Fox Weather has all the details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, as expected, the Fed slashed those interest rates for the first time this year. Happened earlier today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
The central bank is lowering its benchmark funds rate by a quarter point to a range of 4 to 4.25% and is forecasting two more rate cuts this year. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
While the unemployment rate remains low, it has edged up. Job gains have slowed, and downside risks to employment have risen. At the same time, inflation has risen recently and remains somewhat elevated.
This year, Fed officials led by Chair Powell had kept rates unchanged as they evaluated the impact of tariffs, among other factors, on inflation and the economy. Fed policymakers expect to continue to lower rates next year, signaling that one quarter point rate cut is on the table in 2026. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks were mixed today after the Federal Reserve announced a quarter-point rate cut, the Dow gaining 260 points, the S&P 500 slid by 6, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was off the mark by 72 points. StubHub shares opened at $25.35 in their New York Stock Exchange debut today after the online ticket seller priced its IPO in the middle of its expected range. The pricing late Tuesday raised $800 million for the company, now trading under the ticker symbol Stub. StubHub's long-awaited IPO comes after the company paused its plans in April. Eli Lilly said today its experimental pill outperformed Novo Nordisk's own oral drug in the first head-to-head study comparing those two medicines. The study focused on patients with type 2 diabetes. Crude oil futures for October are currently under $64 a barrel. That's your money now.
Okay, the co-founder of Ben & Jerry's has resigned after a public feud with parent company Unilever. It's all over the war in Gaza. Tanya J. Powers has the report.
In an open letter, Jerry Greenfield says he can no longer, in good conscience, remain an employee of the company he founded with Ben Cohen in 1978. He says the company, known for its social activism, has been silenced and sidelined by Unilever for, quote, fear of upsetting those in power. Unilever's ice cream unit says it disagrees with Greenfield's perspective. In 2000, when Ben & Jerry's was sold to Unilever, the deal included a clause allowing the brand to maintain its own independent board of directors who had authority over its social mission, but not operations. In 2021, Ben & Jerry's stopped selling its ice cream in the Israeli-occupied West Bank and has described the Gaza conflict as genocide. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Live Nation CEO Michael Rapinoe says that when compared to sporting events, concert tickets are relatively underpriced. Rapinoe made the comparison while speaking at CNBC's Sport and Boardrooms Game Plan Conference Tuesday in Los Angeles. He said the average concert ticket price is $72 and added, quote, try going to a Laker game for that.
Yeah, I need to check his mentality. I don't know what seats he's buying.
We got to have a chat.
Absolutely. A community advisory committee for New York City's Times Square has rejected a proposal to put a casino right there at NYC. Well, it didn't go over so well. Grinnell Scott has the results.
The casino proposal failed to move forward, getting only 2 of 4 votes needed to take the next step. The push for the Times Square casino is backed by, among others, Roc Nation, run by hip-hop star Jay-Z. Tony Simone represents Midtown Manhattan in the New York State Assembly. He said his no vote came from what constituents told him.
Over 1,000 emails and phone calls saying they did not want this to be the economic driver in our district.
Supporters argued the gaming component would bring new life to Times Square. A separate committee also voted down a casino proposal for the Hudson Yards area on New York City's west side. In New York, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And President Trump has created an emergency board to investigate New York's Long Island Railroad dispute. That's at the request of union leaders who have rejected a 3-year contract offer by the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. Thousands of workers were planning to walk off the job this Thursday, but White House involvement pushes off a strike at least until mid-January, possibly until mid-May. A strike would impact 250,000 daily riders on the LIRR, which is the busiest commuter rail line in the entire nation.
Yeah, go ahead, dive into your financial future tonight. Powerball, $81 million. $37.9 million, that's your cash option. They'll draw it at 10. Play wisely and good luck. And you know, there are new nominees for the Toy Hall of Fame. This is a very important.
Oh, I've heard of this.
And you could vote on the museum. A play at the website. CJ Papa has a lot more for you.
A dozen finalists nominated for the class of 2025 could tickle some voters, especially the must-have toy from 1996, the giggling Muppet Tickle Me Elmo. 40 years ago, Trivial Pursuit debuted with questions on geography, history, sports, and other topics. More than 100 million copies were sold by 2023. Luke Skywalker wielded the lightsaber when Star Wars debuted in 1977. It's been a popular toy ever since. There's also a nominee you won't find on any toy store shelf, Snow, the frozen precipitation used to create snowmen and snowballs. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All right, you know, something that surprised me was Trivial Pursuit being that young. I would have thought it was an older game than that. Mm-hmm. But oh well, you learn something new every day. And it is Hall of Fame worthy. I've played it. All right, 6:52 here. We will take one final break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Saturday, September 27th, come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right, get 20 to 50 acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or go to creeksidepreserveal.com. That's creeksidepreserveal.com.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
All right, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price on a roll this afternoon. Got the latest traffic and weather. You know, Austin, I'm not feeling good about it getting dark already, because I enjoyed having the afternoon
right
when we had wrap at 7, you know, and have some daylight left. And look at that.
Yeah, I've noticed it's been kind of duller.
Well, look out the back. Look over your shoulder. You'll see what I'm talking about.
I know. It sucks. all right. Kind of kills the vibe. No, let's see. Looking at the roads here. Luckily, not too much going on from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home tonight. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 71. Sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days. Highs ranging anywhere from 90 to 92 degrees. Going through the rest of your work week, but also throughout your weekend as well.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, the Ozzy Osbourne documentary, No Escape From Now, is set to be released later this fall. Michelle Polino has more on the release.
Ozzy Osbourne's final chapter is coming to Paramount Plus. Ozzy, No Escape From Now, will launch October 7th on the streamer. The feature includes Sharon, Amy, Kelly, and Jack, reflecting on the 2019 fall that forced Ozzy to cancel his 2.5-year farewell tour.
It was in the middle of the night.
Oh, and smack!
He'd broken his fucking neck.
He comes out of surgery and he's far worse.
Having to cancel the tour, that was really his biggest heartbreak.
The film chronicles his surgeries, escalating health struggles, and the impact of his Parkinson's diagnosis, showing how his chronic pain shaped his mental health and his music. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Mount St. Helens may have looked to some like it might be erupting recently, but it turns out it was just leftover ash from the deadly eruption blowing into the air. That eruption taking place in 1980. The U.S. Geological Survey says this time of year when snow is melted, strong winds around the volcano in Washington State can blow the exposed ash into the air. A commercial airline pilot saw the phenomenon and reported it. Mount St. Helens alert level remains normal, but experts cautioned any time there's resuspended ash in the air, it can be a hazard to aviation and health.
Okay, I want to just talk to a few of you Apple phone operators out there. If you have an Apple phone, I want to ask you, did you upgrade your Apple operating systems yet? Austin, he fessed up earlier and said, absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't keep tabs on that stuff.
There you go. Well, Evan Brown is in, has a report on what's going on.
Apple made their new OSs available for download Monday, and here's a reminder. Everything's new version is version 26, as Apple will now name everything according to model year style dating. For iPhones, iOS 26 is available for all models from iPhone 11 forward. For older phones like the XS or XR and older, there's now an iOS 18.7 for security patches. Even iPhones ready for 26 have the option for 18.7. The new liquid glass design motif means some of your most used apps will require you to learn new muscle memory. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And an executive producer of The Charlie Kirk Show says the late conservative activist would have wanted Comedy Central to continue airing a South Park episode parody of him. The episode called Got a Nut premiered last month and included a scene with Cartman appearing to dress as Kirk before engaging in a debate with a classmate. Andrew Colvitz's ex-account said that Kirk loved that he was featured in the show and added that his close friend would want the episode back up. Paramount pulled the episode from rotation on Comedy Central, but it does remain available on Paramount Plus.
Well, Beyonce is one heck of a happy woman tonight. Yeah, a suspect in custody now linked to stolen unreleased music of hers. Monica DeLuca has the report.
Kelvin Evans is accused of breaking into a car rented by Beyonce's dancer and choreographer, allegedly smashing a window and taking two suitcases filled with the pop star's personal sensitive information. The tour members reporting to police, among the stolen items were two Apple laptops and five thumb drives that included unreleased music, along with other digital files related to Beyonce's tour. The Atlanta police spokesman says none of the items have been recovered, but Evans has been arrested. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Okay, Austin Price and myself, Chris Bryan, pretty happy today. We had fun doing the Tap the News Radio app contest.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Rudolph Diaz, that's over in Pace, and also Lewis Garvin. Picking up on a pair of tickets each to the Saturday FSU Kent State game over at Doak Campbell. They'll kick that one off at 2:30. We're going to do the contest again tomorrow, 5 to 5. Tap the News Radio app. Become a winner. It's just that simple. It really is. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.